Okay, let's unpack this. I want to start today with a little exercise. It's pretty simple. I want you to just look around wherever you are right now.
In your car, in your kitchen.
Exactly. Maybe you're making coffee, walking down the street. What do you actually see?
You see the surface, right? The physical world.
Right. But I want you to try and peel back that layer. Think about the invisible machine that keeps civilization, running. The thermostat on your wall, the sensor in your car's brake pedal, the little controller inside the traffic light on the corner.
We are surrounded by them, billions of them, these tiny microcontrollers, MCUs.
Billions. And they are making, what is it, quadrillions of decisions every single day.
And they are the unsung heroes, really. But here's the catch, and it is a big one. For the most part, they're doing it blindly.
Blindly. How so?
Well, they're reactive. They just follow a script. If X happens, do Y.
Okay.
A switch flips, a light turns on, a sensor detects heat, a fan spins. They don't understand anything. They're just obeying simple, hard-coded logic.
And that's the tension, isn't it? Because we live in the era of AI. We want these devices to be smarter. We want the traffic light to see the ambulance coming, not just run on a timer.
You want the toaster to know when the bread is actually toasted.
Yes. Not just burn it because the dial was set to five, but we hit this massive wall.
The square peg in a round hole.
That's it, the square peg. Because right now, artificial intelligence, I mean, the kind that powers ChatGPT or those image generators, it's a beast. It's gluttonous. It needs huge GPUs, tons of memory.
And almost always a high-speed connection to a server farm somewhere.
Exactly. And trying to shove that kind of technology, a standard neural network, onto a tiny, $3 chip inside a thermostat.
It's physically impossible. You run out of memory, you drain the battery in minutes, or the device just crashes. The math is just way too heavy.
So that sets the stage for today's deep dive. We're looking at a stack of documents, white papers, internal memos, benchmark reports from a company called Evochip, and their technology is called AltaCore.
And look, this isn't just about making chips smaller. They are claiming something much, much bigger.
They're claiming a fundamental redesign of the math of intelligence itself.
That's right.
So the mission today is to explore how AltaCore promises to bring genuine high-level intelligence to all these tiny devices without new hardware, without the cloud, and without, draining the grid.
It's a fascinating shift, and the thread running through all of these sources is efficiency, extreme efficiency.
Okay, so let's get into the weeds then. How is this even possible? Because usually when we talk about shrinking AI, we hear about like quantization or pruning.
Right.
Basically, it's taking a big brain and, well, lobotomizing it until it fits in a small box.
Yeah.
Is that what Evochip is doing here?
No, and I'm glad you brought that up because that's the first trap everyone falls into. If you look at the Architecture of Evochip document we have,
Yeah.
they are very specific about this.
Okay.
AltaCore is not just a shrunk down neural network. They call it a mathematically distinct inference architecture.
Mathematically distinct. That's a heavy phrase. Let's unpack that. What does that mean in plain English?
Okay, so think about how a standard AI model works. The kind running on those huge NVIDIA chips, it relies on something called matrix multiplication.
Oh boy. Sounds like high school algebra is coming back to haunt us.
It's worse. Imagine massive grids of numbers being multiplied and added together, A times B plus C over and over again, billions of times. It's all floating point arithmetic. It requires heavy, heavy lifting from the processor.
So it's just crunching numbers constantly.
Constantly.
Yeah.
But AltaCore takes a different path. They looked at what computers actually do naturally. I mean, at the silicon level, a computer is just a bunch of switches, right? On and off, ones and zeros.
Logic gates.
Exactly. Bitwise logic.
NSD.
RAR, XRR gates. These are operations that even the cheapest, tiniest chip can do almost instantly with practically no power. It's the native language of the silicon. AltaCore leans into that.
So wait, hold on. Are they just taking a neural network and translating it into logic gates? Like running it through Google Translate, but for math?
That was my first thought too, but no, the sources address this head on. They are not converting existing models. You can't just take a ChatGPT model and click Save as AltaCore.
Okay.
They're training their models using a unique mathematical framework from scratch.
So from day one, they're teaching the model to think in logic gates.
Precisely. And by doing that, they end up with a model that inherently requires far fewer calculations. The analogy they use in the source, which I think is brilliant, is that they are stripping away the calculator parts of the chip to focus on pure logic.
That's a great image. It's like everyone else is carrying around a scientific calculator to figure out if it's raining,
yeah,
and AltaCore just cooks out the window.
Well, to be precise, the source does note they haven't eliminated arithmetic entirely. There's still a tiny bit involved, but it's a fraction of what a neural network needs. And that reduction, that arithmetic burden, is the key that unlocks everything else.
Okay, so we have a new kind of math. That's a big claim. But math on a whiteboard is one thing. Does it actually work in the real world? Because I've seen plenty of revolutionary tech that just falls apart when you leave the lab.
A very fair point. And that brings us to their drop-in solution and a specific demo that I found really, really compelling. It's the currency detector demo.
Oh, I love this part of the research. It felt very MacGyver.
It really does. So to prove this works, they didn't use a supercomputer. They didn't use a specialized AI chip. They built a rig using an Arduino Uno.
And for anyone listening who isn't a hardware geek, let's just contextualize what an Arduino Uno is. This is not a PlayStation 5.
Not even close. It's an 8-bit microcontroller running at 16 megahertz. You can buy one for $9. It's the kind of thing a kid uses for a science fair project to make an LED blink.
A $9 brain. That's all it is.
Right. They paired it with some cheap analog sensors, photodiodes, infrared sensors. The total cost of the rig was about
$15. $15. That's less than a decent lunch. So what was the task?
The task was to identify a Bank of England 10-pound note versus other currencies. Now, traditionally, you do this with a camera, right? You take a picture, send it to a processor, analyze the pixels.
Which is heavy, it's slow, it's expensive.
Exactly. But they did this with just light sensors and the AltaCore model running on that tiny 8-bit chip. And the result, 91% accuracy.
Wow. That's impressive for $15. But what about the speed? I mean, on a chip that slow, you'd expect a delay, a lag.
And that's the kicker. It was making thousands of decisions per second. The moment the bill slides under the sensor, the LED lights up instantly. No cloud, no lag, no buffering.
And the source mentioned this was all set up in about 10 minutes. That was the aha moment for me.
Yeah.
You didn't need a team of data scientists and a server farm. Just a handful of cheap parts and some really smart software.
And the source emphasizes this, that the Arduino demo is the floor, not the ceiling. That's a crucial takeaway. If they can do this kind of complex pattern recognition on a decade-old 8-bit chip, imagine what happens on a modern industrial controller.
Well, we don't have to imagine too hard, because we have the AltaCore AI benchmark report. And this is where we get into the heavy-hitting numbers. This wasn't just a fun science fair project. They put this up against the big dogs.
They did. And it's important to clarify who they compared it against, because in the AI world, you can fudge benchmarks by comparing your tech to something, you know, old or unoptimized. They didn't do that.
So who do they step into the ring with?
They went up against C++ TensorFlow Lite with XNNPAC.
Okay, that is a mouthful of acronyms. Translate for us.
Right. TensorFlow Lite is basically the industry standard for running AI on phones and edge devices. And XNNPAC is a library of highly, highly optimized code made to make it run as fast as humanly possible on a CPU. This is the gold standard.
So they picked the toughest opponent they could find. How did they do?
The results were stark. On a workstation laptop, a Dell Precision AltaCore was between 13 and 21 times faster.
21 times faster. That is not a marginal improvement, that's a generational leap.
It gets even crazier on the server side. On an Intel Xeon Gold processor, it was 17 to 28 times faster. We were talking about a throughput of around 575 million inferences per second.
575 million decisions every second.
Compared to about 54 million for the neural network, it's just, it's an order of magnitude difference.
Okay, speed is great. But we started this whole thing by talking about constraints. Memory, storage space. If this thing is fast but takes up gigabytes, it still won't fit on my thermostat.
This is maybe the most impressive stat in the entire report. The AltaCore models had 35 to over 300 times fewer parameters. In terms of arithmetic operations, the actual work the chip does, it was using up to 343 times fewer operations per decision.
And the RAM, the actual memory usage.
Less than 521 bytes.
Bytes. Not megabytes, not kilobytes.
Yeah.
D-Y-T-E-S. That's smaller than a tweet.
It's tiny. You could fit thousands of these models in the space a single photo takes up. And there's a technical detail here I want to flag for the engineers listening. No dynamic memory allocation.
Okay, let's pause there. No dynamic memory allocation. That sounds super dry, I know, but the sources make a big deal about boring reliability. Why does that matter so much?
It is a huge deal. Think about it like building a house. Dynamic memory is like ordering bricks as you need them. Oh, I need 10 more bricks. Let me call the truck.
Right.
Usually it works, but sometimes the truck is late. Sometimes the brickyard is empty. If that happens in software, a memory leak or an allocation failure, the whole program crashes.
And if you're playing a video game, a crash is just annoying. But if you're driving a car,
Precisely. If you are designing the braking system for a car or a high-speed factory line, you cannot afford sometimes. You need certainty. Neural networks can vary their timing. Depending on the input, a calculation might take a microsecond longer here or there. It introduces jitter.
and in the industrial world, jitter is the enemy. It disrupts the whole rhythm.
But AltaCore offers constant execution time. Because it's not allocating memory on the fly and because it's running a fixed logic path, it runs the exact same steps in the exact same order every single time. It is completely predictable.
So if you're an engineer, you know exactly when that decision will happen down to the clock cycle.
And that predictability allows for this concept they call the sentinel.
I love that word, the sentinel. It sounds like a guardian.
That's exactly what it is. Think about a smart speaker or a security camera. Right now, a lot of them have to stay awake all the time, listening for a wake word or watching for motion. That burns power.
Or worse, they stream everything to the cloud to be checked, which burns data and creates massive privacy issues.
Right, so the sentinel is what, a gatekeeper?
It's an always-on sentinel model.
Yeah.
Because AltaCore is so tiny and low power, you can have one running continuously on the smallest, lowest power part of the chip. It sleeps the main power-hungry CPU. It keeps the Wi-Fi radio turned off.
It's like a security guard sitting in the dark with a flashlight, just waiting.
Exactly. And only when it detects a real event, not just noise, not just a shadow, but the specific pattern it's trained for, then it wakes up the big processor. It says, "Hey, wake up, something is happening."
So you get this massive extension in battery life because the main brain is asleep 99% of the time, but you don't miss anything because the sentinel is always watching.
Right. And for a battery-powered security camera, that could be the difference between changing the batteries every month versus every year.
And you save on data costs. You aren't streaming hours of empty video to the cloud. You're just sending the 5 seconds that actually matter.
This connects right back to the business impact source we have. This isn't just cool tech, it's about economics.
Everything comes down to economics. The product hierarchy memo shows how they see this scaling. They have AltaCore SWP for software on servers, AltaCore HDL for hardware like FPGAs, and AltaCore Mobile.
So it scales all the way up and all the way down. But is the benefit the same across the board?
The benefit is always efficiency, but how that translates to money changes. If you're a server farm processing credit card transactions for fraud, speed is volume.
Right.
If AltaCore is 20 times faster, that means you effectively have 20 times the capacity without buying a single new server.
That's huge. That is pure profit margin. You're delaying major capital expenditures indefinitely.
Exactly. And for the edge devices, the sensors, the wearables, it's about deployability.
Right.
Suddenly, AI can go places it literally couldn't fit before.
Like where?
You could put intelligence into a disposable shipping label to track shock damage. You could put it into a vibration sensor glued to a motor deep in a mine where there is no internet.
There's another point in the business impact memo about input efficiency that caught my eye. It says AltaCore models use fewer variables. Can you explain that?
Yeah, this is really interesting. When you throw data at a traditional neural network, it's a bit of a hoarder. It tends to use everything you give it. If you give it 30 sensors worth of data, it will churn through all 30 to find the answer.
It doesn't know what's important, so it just treats everything as important.
Roughly, yeah. But AltaCore models, during that training process we talked about, seem to naturally select only the most critical variables. The source mentions models using maybe 5 to 10 variables, where a neural network might use 20 or 30.
So it's not just faster, it's less needy. It cuts through the clutter.
Which simplifies your entire engineering pipeline. You don't need to wire up as many sensors. You don't need to maintain as many data feeds. It makes the whole system more robust because there are fewer things that can break.
Lower bill of materials, lower maintenance.
Exactly.
So let's zoom out. We've got a new math that strips away the bloat. We've got benchmarks showing it's vastly faster and smaller fitting in 521 bytes. We've got a reliability factor that makes it safe for critical infrastructure. I mean, it really feels like we're on the verge of a shift from cloud AI to everywhere AI.
I think that's the perfect way to frame it. For the last decade, smart meant connected. If a device was smart, it just meant it talked to the internet.
Right. Smart was a synonym for Wi-Fi enabled.
But we're moving to a world where smart means actually smart. We're moving from a world where devices blindly follow rules, if this, then that, to a world where they can understand patterns locally.
It's the difference between a motion sensor light that turns on when a tree branch moves in the wind.
And a light that knows that's a person versus that's a cat.
And doing it on a chip that costs pennies without needing to ask a server in Virginia for permission.
That's a massive point. If my data is processed on my device, on my wrist, in my home, and it never leaves, that changes the privacy conversation completely. The data stays where it was born.
So as we wrap up, I want to leave you with a thought. We started by looking at that invisible layer, the billions of dumb devices humming along, making their simple reactive decisions.
Quadrillions of decisions.
Quadrillions.
Right.
Now imagine if every single one of those decisions was smart. If every vibration sensor on a bridge could distinguish between normal traffic and structural failure. If every light switch in a skyscraper knew exactly where people were, if every toaster could think for itself.
If the noise of the world suddenly became signal.
Yes. How does that change the way our cities breathe? How does it change the way we live?
It's a world where things just work. And they work efficiently. It's a quieter, smarter world.
A smarter world hidden in the details. That's EvoChip and AltaCore. Thanks for taking this deep dive with us.
Always a pleasure.
See you next time.